So this is Khatiyan. She never shapesha asked the who her pesha hit. Why did he gain by saying it? If there was no Tevaya, why did he gain? Nothing on it. If he would have been smart, he just would have kept his mouth shut. Why? What's it being on? It's not really being on if you just saying it was once your father. Then you just stop shmoozing. Stop shmoozing, you're saying you know this field was once your father, and I bought it from you.
Trying to get out of further, trying to make himself ashamed
of the country. We finished talking about a lot of character cash, what he might gain. But, well, he has a shame because he's sitting there, he's sitting in the field, he's the Moses. So, what? Oh, that could be enough. Give me one. Okay, we'll get to that. But, what? Well, Tosafot learns it's Tevaya, Rashi learns it's not Tevaya. Right? Like it says, Tatish goes to Masha, Dap Shaina Law Saiba. Right? Tap Rashi, Zaini Adea Shaita Shalab, official death. So Rashi learns that there's no Tevaya, that he just came out on his own, and he said, you know what? This deal was on your father. Why did he do it? He was smart, he wouldn't have done it. But in Yesha Adim Shaita Shalab, one look at the Amen, of course, he's not believed Damaza without a riot. But if you're no Adim, he's believed with Pesha also Pesha. So before we get into the Pshat of Rashi and Taisus, as a basic aside, you should know that there are two Mahalchim in what Pesha also Pesha is. There are two approaches to the definition of Pesha also who are Pesha Hitler. One is to understand that Pesha Asr is a type of Nigel. It's a Nigel. Like you have all over Shas, you have Nigel. You have a person that believed with Taina A because if he'd be a liar, he could have said Taina B. Again, the classic case of Nigel, told you many times, is Ruah Nigel and Zilliot, where a person comes and he says, you owe me money. So he says, I paid the fine. And have an ego, I could have denied that the shtar is offended. So Peru, I mean, the Nazilius, at least believe me, was this kind of because I could have said a different kind of. That's an ego. Pesha Asu, Pesha Hitter, is a phrase which means, Nigu di Baishasu. Which means, I have an ego. If I wanted, I could have been quiet. Pesha Asu, it's my mouth that started the whole problem. But Pesha Hitter is just a type of Migul. Migul di Baishas. Stronger Migul, perhaps. But it works like a Migul. What's a Migul? Migul is that proof I'm telling the truth. So Pesha Hitter and Migul di Baishas is a stronger proof. But now, if you learn that it's a Migul, what makes a Pesha Hitter stronger that it has its own name? What makes it stronger is that on every Migul, first it says Taina A, and he has an ego of Taina B. And if I'm a liar, I would have said Taina B. But there's always the feeling that maybe he didn't think of Taina B. Maybe he didn't think of it. An ego works, but there's a bit of a complaint against it. That's not such a perfect proof, because he says he thought of the second Taina. Maybe he didn't say it because he didn't think of it. But by Pesha also it's stronger, because Pesha Asr is a Migu di Bai Shafik. It's a Migu that I didn't have to say anything. So you don't have to be a genius to think of not saying anything. That's the Pashto thing, that if I'm sitting in a field and no one knows it was your father, so obviously if I'd be a crooked person, I would just be quiet. So that a Pesha Asr, if it works this way, that it's a Migu, it's a stronger Migu because of the fact that it's an easier option to think of. Migul di Baishasik is something anybody can think of, a Migul to be quiet. So this is the first Mahalach, the way to understand Migul, that Migul is that Peshasa is a Migul. Peshasa is a type of thing. There's another way to learn that Peshasa is a new concept for Chalal. Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter is a new concept. The concept of of a certain kayak that a person has. The kayak is, if I create something, if I create a timer, I'm the one who created it. I'm the one, until I came, no one knew that that there's a problem. I came and I created the timer. I said, Shalavicha Haisam. So I'm sort of the balabas on this timer. I created the timer with my word. So I have a right to explain it in whatever way I'd like. If I'm the one who created this timer, I'm the one, Pesha Asar, I'm the one who created this new timer. So I'm sort of a bailiff on this timer. And I have a right to now to explain what I mean. I have a right to explain that what I meant is, it's your father's but, I could add whatever but I want. Use just the phrase we've used, the second mahalach makes it a kayach hataina. Not that it's illegal. It's a kayach that I have to say, I'm the one who created the taina, so let me explain it. You can't tell me what I meant. I'll explain what I meant. I'm the one who said it in the first place, so let me explain what I meant. This is a second way of learning. Learning Pesha Asar. And the Bachana brings that Tosfos in numerous places in Sharat learns the second way. Learns it the second Mahalach. And I think that the first Mahalach is generally understood to be Rashi's Sharat, Pesha Asar. The Pesha Asar is immediately by Shasik. The Pesha Asar is immediately by Shasik, then that means that Rashi's learning like the first Mahalach. The first way of learning. So these are two basic ways of learning, just to illustrate an afkamina between the two, would be a bachanan here in our Gemara brings an afkamina. There's a rule by Nigu, that Nigu l'mafrei aloy amrina. What does that mean? Nigu l'mafrei aloy amrina means, if you say I owe you money, you bring the shtar, and on Sunday, I'm loyder that it's a good shtar. But I don't say I pay. So they just say it's a good shot. Monday, I come into bed and I say I paid it. Could be I paid it after yesterday, before yesterday, whatever I type. On Monday, I say Perua. Rabbi Nigel? Rabbi Nigel? Why not? I have a Nigel. Believe me, Perua. I have a migu yesterday, I didn't have to say, I didn't have to admit it was a good shot. I could have said Mizrayim. Well, if it's a migu, it's a spire. Then, what? So why not? Why don't we say Mizrayim that way? Because I'll tell you, well, yesterday, maybe you were honest yesterday, so you admitted it. Maybe today, you've decided to, today you're being dishonest when you say Perua. You want to be believed with your time of today when you say Perua with a migu of things. If I'm a liar, I could have lied yesterday. So the migu of Afreya, I mean, that's not a good proof. Because who says it's proof? It's not Kivin Shinga. It has nothing to do with Kivin Shinga. Because I could claim that I paid afterwards. Yesterday I might have it was a good start. And I say I paid a few hours later. Now believe me, the legal misery. So that there's no legal misery because there's no, it's a legal something I could have said yesterday. That's not a legal. Legal has to be that right now I'm telling the truth. Because if I'm a liar right now I could say a lie. To say a legal that right now I'm telling the truth. And the proof is if I'm a liar I could have lied yesterday. That's not a proof, because maybe yesterday you were being honest. Today you're lying. So if Pesha Asar is a migu, then it should have the same restrictions as the migu. Just like a migu l'mafreya l'amrina, a migu has to be done at the same time, Saturday migu. It has to be said all in one time. If Pesha Asar is a type of migu, it should have exactly the same rule that it's a... that it needs to be Tachidei Dibur. That if a person comes to Tibet and he says, this field was your father's, and then later he says, I bought it from him, it wouldn't be good. It would have to be all in one shot. If Pesha Asar is a Dibur. However, the Pesha Asr is not an eagle. Pesha Asr is the second way you learn. The Pesha Asr is the kayak that I have, that if I create something, I have a right to explain it. Then Rabbi Chanan says it would work even if it's not fascinating. It would work no matter which way. So this is a nafkamina between the two mahalchim. And Hashem, as this parak goes on, we'll have other nafkaminas. But these are two mahalchim in the Pesha Asr. And it's very similar. We really said that even an eagle itself, there are those who say that you can learn it's a beer or it's a karehatai. Certainly in Pesha Asr, you have two ways. You could either learn Pesha Asr as a type of eagle, which means a type of raya, or you could learn that it's a svara, it's a Pesha Asr. Now, Rashi learns here, we have here a machlokes in our Mishnah, between Rashi and Tosfos. What's happening? Let's see Rashi by learning Taisus. See the second Taisus in the parrot. By the Rishua Ba'iver Sada, the name. It says, Pirisha Kunshus Mashma, the Dakta Fisha'ein Halat Taivai. Rashi's Mashma, that this is talking Dakta with his no Taivai. The name of the Migu di Baisha. And he's believed with a Migu. Rashi doesn't use the word Migu. The Taisus uses the word Migu in explaining Rashi. The Rashi means that Peshasa is a Migu di Baisha. Avalon Taivai, Einoinem. Maybe today it wouldn't be good. Apparently, Rashi, Taisus understood Rashi, that it's a type of eagle, which, as I said earlier, Rashi elsewhere uses this for Pesha Asr, Lashon of the Veininir, Taisus Akasha, Dovtani Seifa, Vinyesh Eidim, Mashmadat Vinyesh Eidim, Shreisha Shalav, Veininim, Avalon Ein Eidim, Avagazala, Taiva, Nemon, Bibigu, Divay, Amalai, Shalav, Yichame, Aylam. Take this in your passion. When does the woman win? Only if she brings Eidim. I mean, when does the Yasim win? Only if he brings Eidim, if Haya Eidim, Shu Shalav. If the Yasim could bring Eidim, that it was the father, then he's believed. But why not get him Taiva, Eidim? According to Rashi, what should it say in the Sefer? Shouldn't say in Yeshayim, it should say in Taibai. But according to Rashi, if he said Eirim, so there's no Migu di Baishas, it's not a Peshas. So why didn't it say in the Sefer in Taibai instead of in Yeshayim? This is Tosfos Kasha Rashi. So the Beis Halevi, in the Chelek Gimel Siman Chaf, answers Tosfos Kasha in a very glatt mahalach. We had a machlekes Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, which the Gemara brings. Rav Gamliel said that any migul works. That if a person is tying bari with a migul, that he's going to win. Rabbi Yeshua, in the previous parak, disagreed for whatever reason, which we'll get to in the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua held the migul doesn't work. Our Mishnah is saying, "May the Rabbi Yeshua the Peshas." If Yeshua is Maida in a case of a Pesha Asr, which is when there's no Teveya. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if there's no Teveya, if you have a Pesha Asr, who wins? The person in the field. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if there is a Teveya, it's only a Migul. So if Yeshua says you wouldn't win, with a Migul alone, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold you in. It's got to be a Pesha Asr. Can't be a Migul, and therefore there can't be a Teveya. Now that's all true according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Gamliel, any Migul would work. Any Migul would work. Doesn't have to be a Pesha. Right, that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Gamliel holds any Migul works. Now when Rashi says there's no Teveya, is he talking like Rabbi Yeshua or like Rabbi Gamliel? Well, Rashi says that our Mishnah is talking there is no Teveya. Is he saying that because of Rabbi Yeshua or because of Rabbi Gamliel? He's saying it because of Rabbi Yeshua. Since there's no Teveya, it's a Pesha. He's saying the point is Rabbi Yeshua. Why is Rabbi Yeshua Maida? Because there's no Teveya and it's a Pesha. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it doesn't matter if there's a Teveya or not. Rabbi Gamliel holds any Nigel is good. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, even if there's someone Teveya, the person in the field could say, I made it with your father, I bought it. And have an Nigel, I could have denied it to your father. And that's not a Pesha Asr, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Pesha Asr is only Nigel Nibai Shasr. But it's only Rabbi Yeshua, Maidu Rabbi Yeshua, that Pesha Asr. It's only Rabbi Yeshua who needs for this to be a case of Pesha Asr in order for the man to win. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't believe a regular Nigel. The only reason Rabbi Yeshua is Maidu here is because it's a Nigel Nibai Shasr. So this whole thing of Rashi, that our Mishnah is talking, there's no Teveya, is necessary because our Mishnah is saying by Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's really partial, that even if there is a Teveya, Rabbi Gamliel would hold, you'll win. Rabbi Gamliel would hold, you'll win, because according to Rabbi Gamliel, he doesn't care if it's a Migul or Pesha, he holds it always well. Now, if we understand this, the Hagdama, that Rashi says there's no Teveya only because he's playing with Yeshua. And that according to Rabbi Gamliel, it doesn't matter if there's a Teveya or not. Even if there's a Teveya, it's still having a Nigel. Now we can answer Taisa's question. What is Taisa's question? It should say in the Sefer, it says in Yesh Eden, it should say in Yesh Teveya. Eden now. It should say Taisa's Yesh Amash. According to Rashi, why does it say to say in Yesh Teveya in Neman? Why does it say in Yesh Eden? The answer is, Dr. Beis HaLevi, you can't say that. Only according to Rabbi Yeshua you could say that. In Yesh Teveya, what would be the din? There's a Teveya. What would be the din if there's a Teveya? Rabbi Yeshua would say that if there's a Teveya, there's no Pesha Asr. Yeshua doesn't hold a needle. So if it be a Teveya, it's Takatru. Yeshua would say, if it's a Teveya, then the Yasim wins. What would have come to your home? In Yesh Teveya. It's still a Migul. It's still a Migul, so the Balasada wins. So the Pesach is asking a Rashi, the Mishnah at the end should have said in Yesh Teveya. The Mishnah at the end wants to be able to pull the Alma. I'm not looking to repeat the Mabaisa of Gamliel and Yeshua from the previous parrot. So the Mishnah said, in Yesh Eidim, then Gamliel, Yeshua, everyone's Maida, that these things are wrong. What would be if there would be a Teveya? That would make it Ois Teshach, that would make it into a Nigel. It would be, these are the Machlaites of Gamliel and Yeshua. Our Mishnah is not interested in repeating that Machlaites. The Mishnah doesn't go in Yesh Teveya, Yesh Teveya. The Tesis Kasha Amashi falls off. Tesis Kasha Amashi was, let the Sefer say, in Yesh Teveya it's different. If we say Yesh Teveya it's different, then we have to get into the Machlaikis again. We want to, the Sefer to pull the Alma. So for this reason, the Mishnah says, according to Rashi, the Mishnah says, if there's no Teveya, Rabbi Yeshua's night. And Yesh Eidim, even Rabbi Gamliel's night. There's no Machlaikis in these two cases. Basically, what the Beis HaLevi is doing is saying that you only need Pesha Asr according to Rabbi Yeshua in our mission, which is really Pasha. The only reason you need a Pesha Asr is Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Gamliel, any Eagle word. So the Mela, when Rashi says there's no Teveya, Rashi is talking according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Sefer, Yesh Eidim, is going according to Rabbi Gamliel too. According to Rabbi Gamliel, a Eagle is worse. That's why he can't say in Yesh Teveya. In Yesh Teveya is not a Eagle. Okay, let's see Tosfos Shita. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, the Gemara in the Hanipar, which he said, the Zushal Fahaisa, Mashallah, look at that. V'chei meshiv v'adei shofai tzok v'yem v'chai. Aval umloi toivai in shayach loi v'shofai tzok v'yistamu yedea v'at v'idov eze. So Tosfos says that what? That Amish is talking about Allah Toivai. Look at the Gemara. So, therefore, the price is, we're talking even if there's a Teveya. And even if there's a Teveya, even if there's a Teveya, still it's a Pesha Asr. Why? Why is there a Pesha Asr if there's a Teveya? The answer is, Taisus is Lashita Asai. The Pesha Asr is not a Migul Divai Shasr. there's a tevea, there is no mitzvah to divrei shasi. Tesis holds the second mahalach in peshasi. The peshasi is, if I create something, I have a right to knock it off. And the mailer, that's why Tesis holds that our mishnah says, even though there is a tevea, and there's no mitzvah to divrei shasi, but still, the tevea says it was my father's, he has no right. If your mother was his father's, you're creating this hanacha that doesn't have that it was the father's. You're creating it. You have a right to control it. So the way we're learning, you have two ways to learn Peshat. Either it's negative by Shasik, or it's that I have a kayak to explain what I create. Rashi in our Gemara is the Shita, it's a negative by Shasik. Therefore, Rashi holds, there's no Tevea. And Taisis is also the Shita. Taisis holds that there is a Tevea. Because Taisis Shita always is that Peshasa is not a Nigudi Vaishasa. Peshasa is a Kayak. If I said something, I have a right to control it. So the name of Taisis Shita is also good. If I thought it's Rashi Taisis, if I'm Mishra Sub Tevea or not, it's totally in the Taish of Peshasa Peshasa. The way to learn this machlokes is Rashi and Taisis. Okay, let's see the Gemara, and we'll come to some other things, but you'll see that the machlokes, when we get down to Shor Shachar Lefanecha, we talk about other things in between, when we get to Shor Shachar Lefanecha, it's simple that it's the same machlokes. So let's see the Gemara. Tama Adika Eidim, or Aka Eidim Baal Mehemim. Let me turn it on stomach like Rav Gamliel. So I read Gamliel Homer Eman. Rav Gamliel holds that she's believed in the previous parable of the Bari. So same thing here. And the Gemara. Afilu Tema Rav Gamliel. At Kan like Rav Gamliel Hasam Ela Bavari the Shema. Abel Hakam Bavari the Bari La. Simple tenets. Rav Gamliel there said Amigo plus a Bari works. Amigo plus a Bari the Shema. Over here, we're the both parties. He says, I know when I married you, you were an almana. And she says, I know when we got married, I was a basula. That each side is claiming to be sure. So there, Rav Gamliel was not there. In our Mishnah, it's a bari type because the man is saying that you're an almana, and he knows she knows the truth. Right? Bari type is when the other person knows the truth. So it's a bari type. He's saying, you are an amana. He knows she knows whatever the truth is. Maybe she says, I was a psula. She knows either. So it's a bari type. So back to the Gemara. With the kari Allah, my kari Allah, what would you have, Amina? A bari the bari. And with the Gemara, Kivan, the right Nashim, the psulaishness is ki bari the shema dami. Since most women, the Sulaish Nisais, most Chasanis are first weddings. I don't know if it's that way anymore, but okay. Most weddings are first weddings. Ki Bari V'Shem Adami. So that should be like Bari V'Shem. What do these words mean? What does it mean? Kivan the right notion, the selectness is the fact of Bari Vishama. What does right have to do with Bari Vishama? Huh? Right notion makes her into a Bari, but he's also a Bari. Makes her Bari stronger. He says, I'm a Bari, you are an Amana. Let's see Rashi. Right notion, the selectness is Kuraiva Tainos Oliyas MSBS Mishalai, Bari Vishama. Let's remind ourselves of Bari V'Shema, and we'll come back to this Gemara. What was Bari V'Shema? We had in the Gemara of Bari V'Shema. That what is Bari V'Shema? A simple case of Bari V'Shema. I have a tiny money be up, and you say any of that. I say you owe me money. And you say, I don't know. That's Bari V'Shema. We had a machlokes in the Gemara. It's Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav. If a Bari could win. I say I'm sure, you say you're not sure. that it is far to say that Bari is Adis. And even we pass in Bari the Shem Allah Bari Adis, that's only to be mighty Mamin. But if I'm a Muzik in Mamin, so we say Bari the Shem Bari Adis. Okay, so that means that a Bari wins. Why does a Bari win against the Shem? Why is the Bari stronger than the Shem? I say, you owe me money. You say, not sure. Well, why should the Bari win? He says, back in his days of the day, he said that there are two ways to understand why a Bari is better than a Shem. Why is the Bari better than a Shem? So I mentioned there, I think, Rav Moshe and Rav Shach, who talked about this, and they were the first one, Yeshua, that you can learn Bari is better. Yeshua held it to Svara. And ain't other than Tebeya, Elam Ken Yeshlai. People generally are honest. Talking about a person who's Muzik, he's a Funyid. So, Bari the Shema, you assume that people are honest. So the Bari wins over the Shema because it's a Svara. It's a Svara in the stomach. He's Tebeya in the stomach, he's telling the truth. Somebody I know comes to me and says, I owe him money. I don't remember. It's a person that I trust, so I'll give him the money. So I'll assume that he's telling the truth. You can learn Bari B'Shema Bari Yadis is a Svara. It's a Svara. Logically, we assume that the Bari is telling the truth. Because the Bari and the Shema can both be telling the truth. He's sure. And he's telling the truth. And he doesn't remember he's telling the truth. Or, you could learn that Bari B'Shema has nothing to do with Neman. It's not a Svara. It's a right that a person has to go to bed. A person has the right, I think I mentioned to you then, the Pasuk, Yi Bal Devar and Yi Gashema. A person has a right, Torah gives you a right. If you have a sign on someone, you can take them to the Torah. You've got to come to the Torah and answer you. You've got to come and you've got to answer you. Moshe said, he said, yes, the answer. But the side of Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadik is that if you take someone to the Torah, you have a right for him to come and to give you a legitimate answer. And any idea, that's not an answer. Any idea is an answer. I have a right, we live in a society where two people have a right to go to the Torah. I have a right, if I have a tefillah to you, to take you to bed, and you have to take it seriously. You can't say, I don't know. So there's a tzad that Bari B'Shema Bari Yadis is, again, I'll use the phrase Kayach HaTayim. It's just the power that people have, Kayach that people have. The Torah gives a person a right to go to bed. So that you can learn Bari B'Shema Bari Yadis is because of this concept of a Kayach that a person has. He mentioned an afkamina between the two. If you hold Bari B'Shema Lav Bari Yadis, whether you should be Chayiv B'Dinei Shamayim. Maybe understood. If it's a Svara, if the person is today is probably telling the truth, then even if you hold Bari B'Shema Lav Bari Yadis, but at least there's a Svara, there's a reason that you should really pay. There's a time that you should shell out money. Because there is a Svara that probably is telling the truth. It may not be enough to be mighty. Unless it's in Shemayim, we should pass. I mean, we would all understand that. If somebody we know comes to us and says that we owe him money, we can pass the law by other. We can understand if I know him to be honest. At least unless they see Shemayim, I should pass. However, if you learn the second way, that Bari B'Shema Bari Yadis is, I have a kayak in Besdin, I have a right to demand an answer. So if you hold Bari Yadis, I have a right to demand an answer. If not, you've got to pay. If you hold Lav Bari Yadis, so he says, Lav Bari Yadis could hold that I don't remember is a good answer. If you hold Lav Bari Yadis, I don't remember is a good enough answer. You say like that. Then I don't have to pay unless they see they shemayim. It's not an issue of right. It's just the right of the way Besdin works. The way Besdin works, what is Bari B'Shem Bari Yadis hold? It doesn't work. I must give a good answer. Bari B'Shem Bari Yadis hold. I don't remember. It's also a good answer. So I guess you'll get an answer. I said, I don't remember. And I'm off to her. That was one afternoon. The second important afternoon was the words of Pisces there. Pisces said that Bari Adif is such a thing as a Bari Tide. Bari Tide means where a Bari is a good, it's a strong Bari, because the one saying Bari knows that the other person knows the truth. The person listening knows the truth. Right? You can have two types of Bari. You have a Bari where you talk to someone who doesn't know. If I tell somebody, I'm sure your animal came into my field and broke the window. Broke the window of my house. That's a Bari Garua. That's a weak Bari. Because I know you don't know if it can happen or not. You were away. The question is, did your animal come in? It's a Bari Garua. A Bari Taib is where I say, I lent you money, I'm sure. It's a Bari Taib because I know that you know the truth. I know that you may contradict me. The Shita of Taisus earlier was to say that there's a difference between a Bari Taib and a Bari Garua. Because if there is a difference if it's a good Bari or a weak Bari. We said then that the Rambam holds there's no difference between a good Bari and a weak Bari. All Baris are the same. And the way we understood that is that they argue in these two Mahalchim. If Bari is a Svara, if Bari wins because it's a Svara that it's strong, then it makes sense it has to be a Bari type. A strong Bari. The Bari lives because it's a Bari. It's got to be a strong Bari. And that's like the sheep. If the reason that Bari wins is not because it's strong, but it's just a right I have, I have a right to go to bed and say, there you. And you have to answer me. So what's the difference if it's a Bari type or Bari Garua? As long as I say Bari, I have a right to demand an answer. It's a membership. So these are two mahalchim that we had in the previous parak. If Bari wins because of the svara, that's the issue with that. Or if Bari wins because a Bari is a kayach hatayna, which Rabbi Chanan in the previous parak was nicer to say, that it's a kayach that you have. I believe Rabbi Shimon said the same thing, the Shai Yashin. Shimon said it's a kayach that you have. These are two nafkaminas that we had. One, Nafkamina, if there's a chilek in a Bari Taib and a Bari Garua. And the other Nafkamina is if it's a, if it's a Chayav Adin HaShemayim. I mentioned other Nafkaminas in Bari HaDayacher. Rabbi Chanan here says that this Gemara seems to be a Raya like the Pei Yeshua, that a Bari is a Svara. Because our Gemara is saying that Bari V'Shema is the same as Bari V'Bari, where someone, one of the two Baris has a right on his side, on her side in this case. Right Nashim Sulek Nisim. That's like Bari V'Shema. The words don't make sense unless you learn the first way. If you learn the first way, so what does that mean? First way is Bari Vishema. Bari is the bearer in the Bari, the Svar. Alright, so now we can maybe say that if one Bari has Rav Nashim Basulis Nissus with it, has a Rav, so like Rashi said, what was Rashi's Lashin? That a Kroiva Tanas Aliyazem. More logical that she's telling the truth. It is a logic issue, a Svara issue, Bari Vishema. Then the words of the Gemara can be understood. That Bari Vishema Bari Adin. So if you have a right, it's Bari and Bari, but you have a right, it's the equivalent. However, if you learn the second way, that Bari Vishema is just a kayak, I have a right to go to Bezdin. But the Gemara makes no sense. Bari Vibari. No, even the right Hashem Zulu doesn't give Bari Vishema. Why does that have to do with anything? I come to Bezdin, I have a right to have an answer. I say Bari. You answer me. You say you're Bari. Whatever. The woman comes to bed. She says, I'm sure you owe me 200. She has a right to an answer. He answers. He says, I'm sure I only owe you 100. It's very good. She has on her side a right. What does that have to do with Bari Vishama? Bari Vishama have a right to be answered. You answered me. You said, Taka, most women are basulas, but this woman was not. So the words of the Gemara, the Kiva the Rai Lashem says, Ki Bari Vishama Dami is a Raya, the Peshu of Mahala. But it's a Svar. But the Chanam Bari Shvar. I'm just thinking now of a possible terrace that this whole Gemara, the Koryala, my Koryala, is all part of what the Havamina was. So maybe it's not what the Ha'am is, just the Koryala, my Koryala. Maybe the others will answer that this is only the Koryala, it's only a Havamina. True, but all we need is one other way to learn. The answer. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayta. That's the cause of the sin, that every time we learn Shas, any part of Shas, for the rest of our lives, and we come to the word Bari Vishama, we should remember that the Atuma Halkin and Bari Vishama, that's the goal, is to remember always the Atuma Halkin Bari Vishama, the Atuma Halkin and Nigu, the Atuma Halkin Hesha Otis. That's our goal, to always bear in mind, every time you come to Bari Vishama, just right away plug in that the Atuma Halkin Bari Vishama. Let's see the Gemara Bible. Hakinani Mistavra, the Tani, so Rashi learns, Hakinani Mistavra, that what? The Rav Gamliel is Maida. The Rav Gamliel is Maida, that in our Mishnah, the Baal only pays 100, it's the least to pay 100. Hakinani Mistavra, I mean, the Tani, Maida of Yeshua. Yamak Shlama, Ayri Rav Gamliel, the Maida, Shabbi. Eli Yamak, Loy Ayri Rav Gamliel, the Maida, Yeshua, the man Maida. So Bishlama, the Mishnah, the Resha of the Mishnah. Is Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua? In other words, in the Reisha, Rav Gamliel made it to Rav Yeshua, and he says that over here the woman does not win with her taina. So in the same Rav Yeshua is being made back to Rav Gamliel. But if not, so how does it follow? How does Rav Yeshua follow? There's no Rav Gamliel in the Reisha. And the Gemara, no Rav. Misav Rav Yeshua, I think, according. Rav Yeshua is Maida, it's not that on the ratio of this parent. Amigo Kray, that's different Kamakray. It's going to the previous parent. Ilay Maho. Now we're going to go through the three Rabbi Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, as we had in the previous parent. Ilay, you're going to say, Hashem will bear us, Vam, will I not see Bishop, will be Zemi, Shplaini, the Kayanu. I'm going to have a Rabbi Lazar, and then manage to be Shua, and the Lain, the Yarnu, Chayim. Also, my Nibu, I have Christ of Vishinash, the present. Hello. Ruam is a Beres. In Echad, Bamrulama Tiba Shalizet, Shplaini Bakaido, the world of them, as you show, I know the Yamu Chaim. Also, my Nigu week, Hachet, Hadi, Haladiri. Dama made the best Nistura, Nigu the Bayama by the Balkan, come in the Balkan Mahem. Hello, the Ravasi, Dama made the rest of Elf, my Nigu week, Hilshver. Somebody asked why the Gemara bothers with the Ravasi. We had Tiyusta, the Ravasi, Tiyusta there. Or it's a kakasha, why the Gemara has to bother with Ravati Shita, the Dukish one. But anyway, Sivaita, Delaha, Yamit Mukasetani, Yamis, Aymeret Mukasetani, Boy Malaki Aldrus Isisha. Rabbi over Rabbi Zayn Nemeret, Yishuai Malaki Anukhayim, Kasamayim Igu Ika, Yishuai Malaki Aldrus Isisha, Rabbi over Rabbi Zayn Nemeret, Yishuai Malaki Anukhayim, Kasamayim Igu Ika, Yishuai Malaki Aldrus Isisha, Rabbi over Rabbi of a mana, less of a mana, and of yet and I'm a save of mana, my legal week. Elaha. So we come to the fourth machlaikis, the first of the three Mishnahs. It said, and they say, see, Isha, but I must go to Suda. He and Master Shadani, not to the Sabbath, the day of Amalaki, Allah, shall I ask you. The only other side, I mean, I managed to show him like it, okay. So there, the Gemara says pshat, the Nigudi Vayamra Mukasei Shani Tasechet, the Lechapas Nasha Mekuna. The Kama then asked, the Lechapas Nasha Mekuna. The Shachi Kama Gamliel, the Nehemba. Kama Yishula, the Gamliel. Bahai Nigud Dahacha Medinola. So look at the Hasan from Ignala. It's a very many lines and words in the Gemara, but it's a very simple Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? I think everything the Gemara said in this three quarters of an Amid, all of you who learned the previous parak just read automatically into the Mishnah. And what Rabbi Yeshua means that even though we had a few days on the day, that Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbi Gamliel and he hopes that Bari and Amigo doesn't work, he doesn't go for the Amigo there, but only here in our Mishnah, he does go for the Amigo. Here Rabbi Yeshua does go for the Amigo, that this Amigo is different. Why is this Amigo different? Why is it different? First, the Gemara Mechti. Hai Migu Mahai Migu. Mashna Hai Migu Mahai Migu. What does that mean? Hai Migu Mahai Migu. Our mission is Amigu. These days on the day is Amigu. What's the difference? The Rebbe Elchanan, I told you there are two ways to learn Pesha Asr. If one Pesha Asr is Amigu, Amigu Di Baish Asr, it's the type of Amigu. Or you can learn Pesha Asr is not Amigu. Pesha Asr is, if I create something, I have a right to explain. What does this Gemara say? Nechti. Hai Nigu, Bahai Nigu. Which two things are Nigu? The days of the days of the Nigu. And Peshasa is a Nigu. Maishna Hai Nigu, Mahai Nigu. It's a Bukhana, it's a Peshasa Gemara. The Peshasa works the Peshasa Nigu. The Washington of the Gemara, Nechti, Hai Nigu, Bahai Nigu. It's the Peshasa that our Peshasa is a Nigu. How can I tell you that? Two ways to learn. The Pesha Gemara. The Bochanan, Hagufa, that's the Gemara of Pesha. The Gemara that have a mina hell, Pesha Asr is Taka Migu. The Mashna Hai Migu, Mahai Migu. The Gemara, no. So these words of the Gemara's Teretz are difficult. We have to learn them like Rashi, like Taisus. Many Pshatim and Rishayim. But the mech behind me, go behind me, the mech behind me, go behind me. Hacha, in shoshach lepanecha, as the mech shoshach lepanecha. What is the mishar? It's a very strange expression. It's a shoshach lepanecha. So Rashi, Shad is here, there is a tevea, and here there's no tevea. On that, you base on the days, it's a good, in that you base on the days, you sure hold it's not a good migo, because there's a tevea. There's not a pesha asa. Is it today? There's no need to be by Shatik on your day for the day. So, Ain Shark Shakal of Fanecha means that there's no today. Hakla, Ain Shark Shakal, here there's no today. So, therefore, you have a need to be by Shatik. Rashi learns that that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is, there it's an ordinary Migul. Here it's a Migul with no today, which is a Migul di by Shatik, which is even better. Taisus brings the Reem, Taisus Chosim Shoshach Lepanecha. Reem Afarish, Vachanami Ari Halat Taivek, Tipir Rashti, Vachi Purusha. Chosim Shoshach Lepanecha, Dari Yen Lop Sulem, Vein Achen Lein Besulani. Kamay Bishar Shochim, Shein Achen Lein Achayu, Vika Bein Yemesh Vatani Nasi, Meres Mokasei, Tani Tatsnecha Lein Mehem. Okay, in Shoshach Lepanecha, Venem Nigo Di Bayam, Alay Tashol Dich Miay. What is that? Over there, there's a fact. Over there, there is Shoshach Lepanecha, there's something in front of you that has to be explained. You have no Besulim. You have to explain it. So that's different than here. It's different than here where there is. Different than here where there is. Okay. The Rush makes an important point on this subject. The Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah's case is Bari the Bari. Why is it a Bari the Bari? He, meaning the husband, says, I'm sure that you married me, your Bu'ulah, your mother. And she, the wife, is saying that I'm sure I was a Sula. Yeah. Mishnah begins, Ha'ishash in this Armala in this Garish. Okay. When is it get? It's a get, it's easy. He's alive, she's alive, he's a bari, she's a bari. They're fighting anyway. They're getting a guest, but they're fighting over this too. He says, you want a mother when we got married? She says, I was a priest. No problem. What about Mr. Amala? What's going on? In the case of Mr. Amala, she's a body. She's alive. She became a widow. That means she's alive. She's saying, I'm sure that I'm entitled to 200. He is dead. He's dead. So who's Tevea? The Yisayim. Yisayim are a party. How can Yisayim be a party? So you just find our Mishnah that it's a party, the party that they're in. Gemara is the Kanash. Gemara says, I can't come to the house of Al-Bari Bishema. How can Bari Bari Mayama? How can the Gemara say that? Maybe our Mishnah is also Bari Bishema. Is also Bari Bishema. She's a Bari. And he's a Shema. Right, he's not a Shema, he's dead. But the Tetea is a Shema. The Yisraelim are telling us. What? Tanina. Okay, we have a rule that Tanina liyat. We have a rule that when they are Yisraelim here, love Dafka that they're babies, even they're adults, but they have no experience of the father's business. There's a rule that Tanina liyat, we kind of for Yisraelim. The Rush, in our Gemara, the one line Rush, we miss the significance of it. The Rush says that from our Gemara we see that Taninan creates a din bari. That when we taina for Yisayim, that's a bari. No, Bezin's not bari. That's Bezin doing. Bezin's saying, look, you want the Yisayim to fork over $200. Bezin says, how do I know you are a Besula when you got married? Now, Bezin's not a bari. Bezin's a bari. Bezin's saying maybe. But the din Tanina liyasmi is that we give Yisraelim a kayak ilu they were timing a bari. The Rosh does. Tanina liyasmi is that since Yisraelim don't know, it could easily be taken advantage of. So Tanina liyasmi works with a din, with a kayach of a body. That is the Rosh's Kiddush in our Gemara. Or maybe she's a bari. It's true, she would be a bari gerulah. But it's difficult to fit that into the Lashon HaGemara. I thought they were going to read. I come to the heart from Ella, the bari b'shema. So from Leah, Leah was saying it even by a bari gerulah. Right? She says, I was in a nasty, whatever, Mishra Sari in a nasty, it's also a bari gerulah. It's saying, I come with a bari b'shema, hach a bari b'ariyu, first of all, it's not a bari b'ariyu. And second of all, it's the same as Yagomir. So the Rush maintains that from here we can learn, Tanina liyasmi is a bari. It's the last line of the Rush that the Rush we spoke about yesterday, but like the Diktas, the last line, okay, very innocent looking Rush, but it's a Chiddush. The point of seeing this is Chiddush that the Rosh Hashita is that Tanina liyasmi is a tiny bari. Who knows? How could they possibly know? That's not a bari. Someone told you it's not a bari. They could tell you that we saw the tzuba, might just say, I need a muffin shankai for tzuba. You can't say that wouldn't answer both. It can't fit to the mission. He was at the wedding. Anybody at the wedding could know. They saw it. He was by law too. But besides that, he was at the wedding and he saw that she would be out for Rosh Hashanah. This kasha should be true of right anything. If Taninan, you see, you're right, but you're not right, because we only kind of assign him not to be Tevea, just to defend Yisraelim. You're right, if we would say Taninan, we asked me to be Tevea, so you make a Baruch Hashem out of it, then it'll be a right as a Kaya, as far. But really, I'm only saying, the Rush is only saying, Tanina liyasmi to defend the assignment from it against you. Okay, so you're right. In the Sefer Baba Basra, this is the Machlokes, the Russian Taisvis. Case there, I'm not going to go into the problem of the case, but basically they argue if you were by Tanina Liasni, if that's Machayev the Shavuot Tesis. By Tanina Liasni, if we're Machayev the Shavuot Tesis through that. You know, you should know that there's a Shavuot Rabbanon called Shavuot Tesis, which means, which says that if I'm have it be on you, you have to swear that I'm not, that you're puffing. There's a shaila there. Now, normally, that can't happen by assignment. There's no time for assignment at Tzvia. But the Gemara there has a case where a person, Rabba Bar Shushim, had a field which should have been the assignment. But he had a right to hold the field because of a meagle, whatever the meagle was. And the question is, does he have to swear against that he's telling the truth, against the assignment? And the Rush there says that in that Gemara's case, if somebody is tying against the assignment, he has to swear hesed. Because Bezdin says, Tanyin Liasni, we tied it for the assignment, Kilu, the assignment were a bar. Taisus there argues, Taisus on the Gimel and Aleph in Bava Basra disagrees. And Taisus holds that, well, we don't say Tanin Liasni. We don't say Tanin Liasni to make a bari. Tanin Liasni is a shema. It doesn't create a bari. The according to the Rush, the Shitasa is very good. The Rush, the Shitasa is very good. A bari of Yisayim is a bar, kind of a bar, is a bar, it's a argument, Mishnah's argument. That's there and here. However, it is fair according to Taisus. Taisus holds that for Yisayim we don't kind of bari, we only kind of shema. So the Kasha comes back in our Gemara. Why our Gemara calls it a bari, is a bari? Our Gemara is Yisayim. Why is our Gemara a bari, the bari? So this needs to be answered. Discipler in Baba Basra, Simon Zion, says a Tara. It's a funny coincidence. Yesterday, you might have been mixed up, was a discipler in Baba Matthias, Simon Zion. And what I'm mentioning to you now is a discipler in Baba Basra, Simon Zion. And there he says a Tara, which in Hashem will speak out tomorrow, and please prepare ahead. I'm certainly going to turn to Hashem, turn to patience.